So today's daf in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh is daf Memhei, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah on the fifth line down. Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas, find under Halakha Perek. Shlosha she'achlu ka'achat chayavin lezamein. So we have a new mitzvah over here, which is, as opposed to the dinim of Birkat HaMazon per se, and Birkat Al HaMazon, before the Mazon per se, which we were discussing in the previous perek, there's a new chiyav over here, which is called Birkat HaZimun. The Makor of Birkat HaZimun, we're going to see later on, is very, very beautiful. According to some, it may even be a Deoraita, because we learned it from the Pasuk, V'achalta V'savata V'erachta Es HaShem Elokecha. The Es HaShem Elokecha is understood to be a specific bracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own, just the fact that he is. And as opposed to saying, Al Oretz, Al Amazon, Al Brit, Al Teira, those are specific brachas. But where do we ever have a bracha just speaking about the fact that we want to be Mavarech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's so good to us, we want to be Mavarech him. That's the Birchas HaZimun, and that's the remez to Birchas HaZimun, which means that we have a special halacha, and we're koveyed, we'll see why we're koveyed, only on three or more. And there's different levels, as Chazal understood each level separately, 3 and 10, and then perhaps different levels, we'll see machlokas later on. So three people that eat together, they're chayiv lezamein. Now lezamein has two different meanings. Lezamein means that you invite, which of course is what we do. Come, gentlemen. And zimun also, and over here it's being used in both ways, zimun also means to prepare something. So we're preparing ourselves. Let us get together and do something. We already introduced that idea, Lagabe, the concept of a kviyas of a sudha. Here we have that concept in terms of the kviyas of the bracha. So now the question is, was there any problem in the achila? Since the entire idea of zimun is the kavod hamoka, if there was anything that was done that was inappropriate, we would not want to be miyachet, the kavod hamoka, and zbracha, with something inappropriate. And because of that, we do have things that are somewhat inappropriate because they were achieved not 100% the correct way. Nonetheless, that's not called inappropriate. And we're going to go through each one of these things in the Gemara to see what's inappropriate about them. It sounds absolutely okay. And some of them do anyway. And therefore, our first list is of things that on the surface might appear inappropriate, but nonetheless are good enough, and they're not considered to be a pagam. So, ochel d'may. So since it's possible for any person to be able to eat d'may, even the chatchila, so if a person's on the road, he could always be mafkir, is l'chosim, to be able to eat d'may. So because of that, it's not considered to be ipso facto inappropriate for the bracha. If he ate maaser rishon, that you took off Trumas Meiser from, I mean, obviously, that's the way it's supposed to be. The Gemara will discuss in these cases that you did things in a strange way. Okay, so that might have been inappropriate. We'll see each one of them. Meiser Sheni Ve'Egdash Niftu, again. Well, obviously, if you're part of them, it's okay. We'll see that it wasn't done 100% correctly. A Shamash, who was actually waiting on the meal, but he wasn't sitting with everybody eating the meal, but he did manage to eat a kezias, by the way, only a kezias, and this is true even according to the Shita that holds, as we'll see later on, Reb Yehuda, that you have to eat a kebetza to be chayav, but even though he only ate a kezias, and he wasn't actually sitting down with the soda, he's still mitzarev, and a kuti, this of course is before we made the gezera, that the kutim have a din of goyim kol davar, so even though it seems somewhat inappropriate, mizam nimalav in all of these cases, but if it was truly inappropriate, so let's say something was teva, which there's never an excuse to eat, or meiser rishon without taking off trumas meiser, or meiser sheni v'hekdesh that you weren't paid at, so all of these things are actually surim. And a shamash who ate, but ate less than a kezias and a nochri as opposed to a kuti, and today a kuti and a nochri would be the same, en mizam nimalav. If you have women, avadim, and ketanim, you cannot include them in the number of people that you're going to be mizamim. E mizamnim alehim. Ad kama mizamnim, ad kizayit. Reb Yehuda Omer, ad kibetza. So what would be the shear? This is dependent on the machlokas that we spoke about before, about what's the shear actually of the chiyav of Birchas HaMazon. So according to Reb Yehuda, who holds the shear Birchas HaMazon, this kibetza, he holds that, of course, you're not going to be mizamim with less than that shear of a kibetza. Okay, we're ready for the Gemara, but we're waiting for a smile from some people who aren't smiling. I don't want to talk out their names, chas v'shalom, but it would be nice to get a smile. Okay, there we go. Says the Gemara, Minan Emile, where do we get the idea? Rashi understands this means, where do we get the idea of three particularly? Because later on we're going to see the idea of Zimun itself, as I mentioned earlier, is a function of the extension of Birchas HaMozein Uverach Asher Hashem Elokecha. Later on, Tosfos changes that a little bit, but that seems to be the way that it's in the Rishami as well, and it's a beautiful way to look at the Pasuk. But how do we know three? From Rav Asi, because it says in the Pasuk, Gadlu, which is one person talking to two people, minimum, because it's Rabim, so that's plural. Gadlu Lashem Iti, and I'm one. And then the Ramamash Moyachtav, let us lift up his name all together, which brings the three of us together. So one says to two, Nivorech Shachana Mishalo. Rabbi Abba Omer Miyachah, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I, as an individual, call out the Shem Hashem, you, Lashon Rabim, Havu, Godel Eloheinu, which is the same idea. Omer Chana Bar Abba, Minayin Lo'one, Amen, Shelo Yagbir Kolo Yoter Min Avam Varech, Shenema Gadlu Lashem Iti, Unarom Amar Shemo Yachtav. So everything has to be done together, not with the way sometimes people say there's a, you know, there's a chazan davening and they got to show that they're better, you know, so they give a big yesh me'rabah that drowns out the chazan and the amen drowns out the chazan. And you're not supposed to do that. That basically your amen is supposed to be consonant with the way in which the person who was bevorech said the bracha. Because why? Gadlu Lashem iti, the amen is like a gadlu Lashem together with me. Not to blot me out, beautiful dear. And we have the same idea of the Metargem. Remember, it used to be the minute that one person read the Torah, and then after every Pasuk, you would have someone else who was Metargem that Pasuk into the Targum, Targum Unglas. Still done that way among the Teimanim. It's very beautiful. So we have the same halacha over there. Minayin she'ein Metargem reshai lagbia kolo yoter min hakorei. And it also says, as we'll see, that it could be missing, but we're going to see we take that for granted, that Ein HaKorei Rishai Lagbi Kolo Yoter Min HaMetargem. Shenemar Moshe Yedaber VeElohim Ya'anenu Bekol. So what do we, obviously it's Bekol. I mean, that was the whole point. If Hashem is answering him, how can you answer without a call? Shein Tam Elom Rabba Kol, Ma Tam Elom Rabba Kol. Ah, Bekol means in his voice. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was careful not to speak any louder than Moshe. Brilliant, right? So then that means that the two of them should sound like E.T. Tanya Namehachi, Eina Metargem, Rishoy Lagbir Kolo Yoter Min HaKorei, Veina Korei Yoshoy Lagbir Kolo Yoter Min HaMetargem, Veim E.F. Shalom Metargem Lagbir Kolo Kenegin HaKorei. What if the Metargem has a very weak voice, the Balkorei has a great voice? So then the Korei should use not all of his voice. Yima'ech Korei Kolo. It's kedai for the Baal Korei to read with a less power and not to end up blotting out the power of the Mitargim. Itma. Shnayim shachlu ka'achat, pligi Rebbe v'Rebbe Yochanan. How about if two people eat together? We find a machlokes between, Rav and Rebbe Yochanan about whether it's possible to have a voluntary zimun. So in other words, a zimun that would not be a chovah, but would be rishus. So is there a rishus to be mezamein if there's just two people? Now, we don't know who said what at this point, but we know that one of them, either Rav or Rav Yochanan, says, im ratzu lezamein mezamnim, that if you want to, you can be mezamein. And the other one, whoever it was, said, no, you do not have an option of the voluntary zimun. There's no such thing as a zimun of rishus. Now, the Gemara thinks that our Mishnah is Nogea. It's rather strange because it doesn't seem to be Nogea. But anyway, we bring a riot for the fact that our Mishnah says, Shlosha Shalchu Kachas Chayavim Lazami, which is Mashma, three people, only three. And only three, not two. Well, obviously, says the Gemara, we weren't talking about that, were we? Over there it says, Chayavim Lazamein. We're all understanding that you need three people to be have a Chiyav of Zimon, but what we're asking is there such a thing as two people having a right to volunteer for Zimun as a Rishus? That's something else. Can't bring a right for the Mishnah. Okay, how about this? Shlosha shachlu ka'achat, in the Baraita, chayavim lezamein, ve'ein risha'in lechalek. They're not allowed to break up into a smaller group. Okay, so why are they not allowed to break up into a smaller group? Because then they're going to lose out on the Zimun, but they won't lose out on the Zimun. Because if they are two, they would still be able to be mezamein If it were true that they could at least voluntarily be mezamin, yeah, but that's different. Obviously, once you're chayev in a zimun, you're not going to be yotzi the chiyev to be mezamin with a volunteer zimun, because volunteer is always less than a chiyev by definition. So, of course, that's not a raya. Okay, let me bring you another raya. Toshma, it says the shamash, if a guy is waiting on a table and there's only two people that are eating, generally speaking, it is not appropriate for a shamash to sit and eat where nobody invites him to take any of the food. But in this case, if there's only two people, he has a right to take the food and eat with them without even taking rishus. Why? Because we assume that they want him to eat, because that way they will be able to be mezamin. But if he was a shamash waiting on three people, he doesn't have a right to eat unless they give him rishus. So again, what do you see over here? That the two people obviously would have been stuck and they would not have been able to say a zimun if that shamash had not eaten. And that's why we want the shamash to eat. Barney, I'm drinking. Says the Gemara, no, again, that doesn't prove anything. Because over there also, it's different, shiny also, because obviously they are very happy in this case. The Nechlu, they want to be koveyat as a chovah. They may well be able to do it as two, but they want to do it as three, so the shamash can give them that possibility. So then, of course, they want shamash to eat. Toshma, nashim mizamnot la'atzman, babadim mizamnim la'atzman. Women can do zimun between themselves. If you have three women, they can be mizamin. Avodim can be mizamin on their own. But women cannot join up with avodim, or avodim joining up with ketanim, or women imratzu lezamein ein mezamnim, together as a group. Now, our diak is like this. In terms of the chiyav, 100 women are the equivalent of 2 men, meaning that they're not chayav lezamein. Only 3 men are chayav to be mezamein. So if 100 women are like 2 men, nonetheless, it says over here, they can volunteer and do zimun because they feel like it. So you see that there's such a thing as a volunteer zimun. There's your raya. No, it's a very bad raya. Because over there, we've got 3 people, don't we? The difference is ika deot. Our question is it inappropriate for less than 3 individuals, forget about the sex of the individual, 3 individuals, is it appropriate for them, less than 3, to be mazkir the zimun, or does it take a minimum of 3 people to have that chashivas? Now, the fact that 3 women can volunteer doesn't prove anything, because 3 women, believe it or not, are 3 people. Well, there may be some people who don't believe that, but 3 women are 3 people. Our question is, can 2 people, is that considered to have the presence? You can't bring a raya from the 3 people, obviously. So shining awesome, because you have deot. Okay. Ihachi, but wait a minute. Now, Tosfos says Ihachi makes no sense, because we could have asked this question without that answer and throw out Ihachi. Ask the Gemara, what about the contradiction of the Sefer? Why does it say women and Avodim are not able to be mezamin? Why not? Don't you have deot? You've got 3 people. Obviously, but over there, the problem isn't the issue of the people. It's the fact that once you put those kind of people together, you're going to end up with an orgy rather than a bracha. And therefore, we do not allow women and avodim, or avodim and ketanim, who would be very attractive to these avodim, we don't allow them to eat together because of preachers, and not because of anything else, obviously. Now, you said before you don't know Rav or Rabbi Yochanan, you don't know who actually said what. I'm going to prove to you who said what. It must have been Rav who said that you cannot volunteer to be mezamin with 2 people. Why? Because Rav Dimi bar Yosef quoted Rav as saying that shlosha shachlu ka'achat, and they're sitting down, and one guy goes out to talk to a friend outside of the front door. You can call him and say, hey, Joe, we're going to be mezamin right now. Do you hear? Yeah, go ahead. And he answers from where he is. That's okay. He can actually be mitzarev to the zimun. But that's only, obviously, because he can respond the time of the Korim lo. But suppose they wouldn't have been able to reach him. They wouldn't have been able to be mezamin. Why not? Must be because Rav holds 2 people can't be mezamin even voluntarily. Oh, come on, man, you know the answer to that already. Explain to you, once a person was koveya the chiev as an actual chiev, of course he can't be yotzei as a volunteer. That wasn't the issue. The issue was whether he can volunteer where there was no chiev up front. You still don't have a raya for that. Sorry. Okay, fine. All right, so let me bring you another raya. Let me bring you a raya that at Dafka was Rabbi Yochanan who said, not Rav, was Rabbi Yochanan who said, there's no volunteer reshuts for Zima. Why? Because Rabbi Barbachana quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying, that Shnaim Shachul Ka'achas, if you have two people eating together, one of them can be Yotze with the other one's bracha. So we asked over there, what kind of chiddush is that? It's a Mishnah that says, even if Shama V'lo Ana, even if a person doesn't answer Amen, Shomea is Ka'one, and he's Yotze with another guy's bracha. I mean, isn't that obvious? Ah, so we said over there, Rabbi Zera explained, you know what the chiddush was of Rabbi Yochanan? The chiddush was that it's no chiyav of Zimon. That's the point. So what he was saying was, Ein birkata zimun b'neim, because if there was a birkat zimun b'neim, if I'm telling you, and this is a beautiful deal, if I'm telling you, you could be yotze with the other guy's bracha, then it's obvious that it's not your bracha, right? It's the other guy's bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying, if it's two people, it's by definition the other guy's bracha. Now, if it would have been a Zimun, it's not the other guy's bracha, because it's Nivarech. We're going to be Mivarech together, right? So that's the whole point. Every Zimun is my own bracha. So therefore, that must be Rabbi Yochanan, who indeed was saying that if you're two people, the most you could do is be Yotze with another guy's bracha, but you can't get together to make a common bracha. What's the difference? Zimun. Indeed, says Gemara, you're right. Tis time. That proves that it's Rabbi Yochanan who holds that there is no voluntary Zimun. Omer Rabba Barvanu Ravuna. How could that be that Rabbi Yochanan said that? The Rabbanan that came from Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel, and they said, if you want to be Mezamin voluntarily, there's such a thing as Zimun Rishus. Now, where did they get that from? If they came from Eretz Yisrael, they didn't get it from Rav, because Rav was Rosh Yiva in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan is Rosh Yiva in Eretz Yisrael. So it must be my Lav, the Shmuel, and me, Rabbi Yochanan. They must have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it's a contradiction to what you claim, Rabbi Yochanan. I said, no, not necessarily. Remember that Rav used to be in Eretz Yisrael before he went to Bavel. We always say that what this is after that Rav was Lachis L'Bavel. Fine, but before, you may have heard it from him. Anyway, getting back to that discussion that we had over there about somebody going outside. Gufa. Omrev Dimi Bar Yosef Omar Rav. If you have three people eating together, one of them goes out, you can call out to him, and he can be mitzaref. And Abaye says that's only if he actually can answer you and he can join in the Zimun. Furthermore, I mean, you should know, by the way, that the din over there is that even though the guy was mitzaref in the Zimun and the other people, when he gets home, of course, he still has to make his own bracha unless he actually heard all of the brachas from the mizamein. Then he would be Yotze. Because remember that what we do, what most people do as Zimun, is not Zimun. Zimun includes saying the bracha. That's the idea, Nivarech. We're all going to have a bracha together. So the idea of Zimun is not to say Nivarech Shachana Mishalo, and that's the end of the Zimun. You have to say Birkat HaMazon aloud, word for word, so that everybody can hear what you're saying and can be Yotze. Now, because of the fact that a long time ago already, it's interesting, that the idea that we have that our attention span is failing because of the internet and because of modern communications actually started a long time before modern communications. And the Mefarshim from long ago, centuries ago, already pointed out that people do not have an attention span any longer. And because of that, they will rapidly lose their concentration and won't hear what the other guy is saying, because they're going to be thinking about something else, and therefore they're not going to be Yotzi the Bracha, because they're not Shom'im. So because of that, early on, we already made a takona, I mean, I should say a takona, but it became the practice that even if somebody is saying the Birchas HaZimun, he's saying the Birchas HaMazon, everybody says the words with him together, and they finish up the last words, and then they can answer Amen to him when he says Baruch Ata ala aretz v'ala mazon, or whatever bracha it is. So it has become, because of that, very lax, the whole idea of Zimun, and we're not really Yotze Zimun properly. So at the very least, the Zimun has to include the first bracha, the Birchas Hazan, which is the Iker of Birchat HaMazon, in which you should repeat after the Mezamein, word for word, finish up the bracha, and let him end the bracha so that you could say Amen. That's the correct way, at a minimum, of doing it. So therefore, says Abaye over here, the guy's got to be able to actually respond. Says Marzutta, now this issue is only true that a guy can answer you even though he's outside at the door. That's only where there's three people. But if you need 10 people, then you need him to come back and join. Matke Voravashi, that's crazy. It should be the opposite. I mean, if you've only got three people and you're missing one of them, I mean, it looks ridiculous. It looks like nobody's there. But if you've got nine people and one of them is at the door, I mean, people don't notice the difference immediately between 9 and 10. So you should be less makbid if there's 10 than you are on the 3, because shnayim don't look like 3, but 9 may look like 10. Nonetheless, says the Gemara, it's not true. The halacha is like Marzutra, because you're missing the main point. The main point is that given the boy lat kuri shem shamayim, if you need to mention Hashem's name, it's inappropriate. You don't answer Hashem's name from the front door. You come back and you sit down like a mensch, and that way it's covered l'shamayim. So keep it above a boy, like l'shem shamayim. You don't have 10 people actually present. It lacks in derech eretz. But to me, asar lavu rachara, that was the main point that Marzutra was making, not how it looks. Anyway, when we come, Omra by a naktinan, if you don't have 3 people, so we have this Kabbalah, that shnayim shachlu ka'achat, 3 people that eat together, it's a mitzvah for them to split up. And everybody should say his own bracha. Now, even though Rashi learns that this is nogea birchas hamotzi as well as birchat hamazon, we don't paskin that way. And actually, we say there's a tremendous difference between the birchas hamotzi and the birchas hamazon. Because by the birchas hamotzi, your intent currently is to sit down and have a meal. So memelo you are mechubar. By birchat hamazon, however, your intent is to split up. And since it's to split up, so then you don't have that sense of being together. And memela, you're going to need to make your own bracha. But when do we say this? That's dafka by medvar memurim, when both of them are at least knowledgeable, so they're so free, and they have a bekiyas and birkas hamazin. If one of them doesn't have a bekiyas and birkas hamazin, so then if echad sofer, if echad is a boor, so then the sofer should be mevarech in order for the boor to be yotzi. Obviously, under any circumstances, if one is mevarech lechavero, the din is shomea ka'oneh for sure, and you be yotzi. Omar Rava, you know, there's something I was smart enough to say all by my little self, and then I found out that Rabbi Zeira was quoted as saying exactly what I said. What I said was that if you've got 3 people eating together, and one person is not finished eating, and 2 people want to leave, and they have finished eating, and that one person has to answer and stop his meal. But the other way, if one person says, listen, guys, I gotta go, yeah, well, tough. We're not ready to go, and we're still in the middle of eating. So, ein shnayim mafsikim lechad, asks the Gemara, but wait a minute, wasn't there a mitzvah when Rav Papa had a meal, and his son, it was somebody else as well, obviously with 3 people there, and Abba Bar Mori, Abba Mar, who was Bray, remember we would say Abba Mori Bar Papa, so Abba Mar, his son, needed to go, and he, Rav Papa, broke up the meal for his son and answered for his son's zimut. And it was him and another person who broke for his son. Okay, we're not saying you can't do that. We're saying you don't have to do that. Rav Papa wanted to do that. The Lefnim Yishur Sedin Udavar. He wanted to help out his son, so he did it. We're not saying it's osur to do it. Yehuda bar Marei, Marmar bar Ravashi, Ravacha midifti, were friends. None of them could be identified as being on a higher madrega than any of the others, right? So now it came time for Birkas Hazimut. So they wanted to know, when it says that shlosha sha'ochlu ka'achas hayovim lezami, remember that we made the raya to this from gadlu la'shemiti, right? Or kishem ha'shem ekra. Now, those cases we're talking about where there was an Adam Gadol, Meshe Rabbeinu, Dovna Melech was being mevorek for other people, and he told them, you respond to my calling out the Shem Hashem. So maybe the din of Zimun is only where there is a person who can be identified as a leader, and then the leader calls out to others. But between the 3 of us, we can't really identify a leader. We're all basically the same. Do we say Zimun or not? So is it Hanemile Echdika Adam Godalov Echdika Adoninu like us? You don't? Maybe it's better that everyone should make his own bracha, like we do with 2. They didn't know what to do, so they ended up, everybody ended up making their own bracha. Baruch Nishol Nafshi. When they came to Mar Remar, they told Mar Remar over what they did. He said, you're a bunch of idiots. You were not Yotze. You may have been yotze your birchas hamazon, but you were not yotze your birchas hazimun. There's no such din. And even if you want to go back, and I say, okay, so can't we say zimun now? No. There's no such thing as going back and doing a zimun once you were all yotze the birchas hamazon. So you lost out on your mitzvahs. Okay, what about the din if somebody walks into a room and people are being mevarech birchas hamazon? He didn't eat with them. I mean, you can't just sit there if people are saying nevarech le'elokeinu shachanu mishaloh. I mean, what are you going to do? Everybody else is making a bracha and you look like I got nothing good to say about God. That would be terrible. So you have to respond on some level. So what do you do? Ma'o merachareihem. So Rav Zvid says, look, you've got to say baruchu baruch shemo me'olam v'ad olam or lo'olam v'ed. This is the lashon of the Bahag that does this brings. And Rav Papa says, you say amen. But they're not really arguing. It depends at what point you walk in. If you walked in when they were just saying Nivorech, Shachanu Shvilah, so you have to respond to the Nivorech. So then you say the whole big deal, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, and so on. V'adash Kechino. And the other one is when you walked in at the time that they said they were all already saying Baruch Hu, so then you say Amen to their Baruch of Baruch Hu. So Hanad Ashkenu Kamar Nivorech, Omer Baruch Baruch, Ashkenu Kamar Baruch, One Amen. Now, what about saying Amen at the end of Bonei Barachamav Yerushalayim? Amen. Now, is that a good thing? I mean, what are you making an Amen after your own brach? Isn't that weird? So one brisa says, somebody who says Amen after, most take out the word kol, after his own bracha, it's a very good thing to do. Ash is meshubach. And the other one says he's disgusting. Reza Meguneh. You can't win. Anyway, so is there a problem? No. Lo kasha. One is talking about Bonei Yerushalayim, and one is talking about other brachas. Now, the Rambam learns that Bonei Yerushalayim does not mean the Rebbe is looking up into the sky because he apparently sees the Shekhinah on it, but it's kedai anyway to concentrate. So some learn, like the Rambam. The Rambam says wherever there's a bunch of brachas, and you finish that group of brachas, in order to bring the whole thing together, you say Amen at the end. Now, the Sfaradim do that. So because of that, when they get to the end of Yishtabach, they say Amen. They get to Hashkivenu, they say Amen after Hashkivenu. Bonei Yerushalayim is another example. I just said three brachot, which I was chayav mini raisa. Amen. Fine. That's very good. The other approach is, this is unique to Bonei Yerushalayim. Why is it unique to Bonei Yerushalayim? Because there's some confusion. Because the first three brachot are actually chiyuvim d'oraita. So that the end of the Chiyuv D'oraita is Bonei Yerushalayim, Amen. And therefore you say Amen to be mechalek between the D'oraita and then the bracha that was added with the story of Harugei Beitar, which is Atov HaMeitiv, which were the Kaveh much later Min HaRabbanan. The difference, remember, is that Poalim do not have the right, unless they're with the Balabayit, Poalim have to leave before the, immediately after the Bonei Barachma of Yerushalayim or Bonei Yerushalayim, they leave. So because of that, it's special, and we make that distinction. And Abaya, because of that, used to say Amen very loud after Bonei Yerushalayim, because he wanted the people that needed to leave to hear that the main Birkas HaMazon was finished, and now it's time for them to get up and get back to work. And the Hatova Meitiv, after all, is Lav D'oraita. Masha Enken, Rav Ashi, Dafka said it in a whisper. He didn't want to say it aloud. Because he was afraid that if people saw that you say Amen after Bonei Yerushalayim, they would be mezalzel in the Baruch of HaTov HaMeitiv. They wouldn't even say it because they would realize, well, what are you saying Amen for? You didn't even finish. Oh, it must be that really you finish in Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. Okay, so this stuff is for the real frumma guys, you know. I got to leave. So you go out. And therefore he wouldn't say it.